In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Chairman Etheridge then offered several alternative measures, all of which were roundly defeated by the committee, including the administration's proposal, a proposal for a farm program buyout proposed by Citibank, and an amendment offered by Congressman Ron Kind of Wisconsin that would have radically changed farm programs. His amendment, which many see as a future hurdle that we will still have to overcome, was defeated 0-18 in the subcommittee. Eventually, the subcommittee agreed to an amendment that would replace their base bill with a 5-year extension of the 2002 commodity title, and then accepted other amendments that would make changes to the cotton portion of the title and the rice portion of the title.
This is Cut 2, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Which included changes to premium and discounts on a 3-year weighted spot marker average and other technical adjustments, elimination of location differentials, changes to the adjusted world price to focus on the Far East quotes, using 100% of transportation adjustment, and making other adjustments such as fine count adjustment. It also included a program that would give 4 cents per pound to domestic mills for all upland cotton consumed and adjust triggers for the Step 3 quota, and it would maintain stock cotton storage credits through 2011.
This is Cut 3, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Obviously, there are still some things in that legislation that we would like to see a little different, specifically our target price, which with the budget situation that's facing Congress, all the changes in the cotton program had to be paid for by the cotton program. And due to Congressional Budget Office scoring, which we're working to change, we're hoping to improve our target price in the full committee. But to go into full committee with the cotton industry's priorities in the bill, to go into full committee with the current payment limit structure intact and in place instead of something that would be detrimental to the industry, I think is a great thing. And so that puts us in a good position with the full committee markup. Now, that's not to say that we don't have many hurdles ahead of us. What will happen in full committee? What will happen when all 435 members of the House of Representatives have a shot at this? What will happen in the Senate? Those are our major hurdles that we're going to have to overcome, but we've made a good first step.